This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2151. By the way, are you making this English mistake? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Lindsay's tour guide in Portugal kept making one mistake when he used the term, by the way. Find out what the mistake was and what to say instead in today's episode.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hello, Michelle. How's it going today?
Hey, Lindsay. Good, good, good. I'm feeling, getting back to myself. I was sick. I don't know. Can you hear it in my voice?
A little bit, but you're not too bad. You're not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad. Good. Anyway, how are you?
I'm good. I just came off a trip to Florida, South Florida, which is an interesting place. I will say that. But My favorite part is there were gators, lots of gators, alligators everywhere, Michelle. Everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I've seen sometimes in Florida. There are some places that I've been in Florida, actually, that I'll have to give you the names if you ever make it down to if you make it down there again, where you can see a lot of great nature, a lot of great wildlife.
Oh my gosh, the Everglades. It really is a truly fertile environment down there. It's just incredible. All the different kinds of snakes and spiders and gators and birds. It's amazing.
Oh my.
Yeah, oh my. I recommend for our listeners to go. But let's move on to something really interesting. We learned something really key about our audience. What is it?
Okay, well, you guys are like me and Lindsay. So guys, we've been doing these really fun Spotify polls where you can interact with us. We give you a question. So we have some results. On episode 2114, that was how to use a strong idiom to share your identity in English. Okay, so guys, if you haven't listened to that one, go back and listen to it. But the question we asked was, what would you rather do on a Saturday night? And the options were watch movies in your pajamas or dance until 3 a.m. So, Lindsay, what did our listeners say?
Well, I feel like you and me are really in solidarity with our listeners here. I've learned a lot about our listeners. So it turns out that 90% of you would rather watch movies in our pajamas. And 10% would rather dance until 3 a.m. So that is fascinating. That is fascinating. I feel validated now, Michelle.
I do too. I feel like we have to have an All Ears English slumber party now.
Have a slumber party. I know. Maybe at our fluency parties, we'll all have to show up in our pajamas, right?
That's a fun idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fluency parties are for our students and our courses. That would be fun. Maybe in February or March, we'll make it a slumber party.
Yeah. And with a stuffed animal.
Yes. Bring a stuffed animal. Pillow fight. Virtual pillow fight. So fun. So guys, thank you for participating in that poll. If you missed that episode, go back. You can always add your voice to that poll. It's still live. Go back to 2114, how to use a strong idiom to share your identity in English. And Michelle, what else should our listeners do before we start today?
All right. Yes. Be sure to hit follow wherever you are listening to the All Ears English podcast.
Yes.
Hit that follow button. Have the episodes come to you.
All right. I love it. So where are we starting today? Today's episode is truly based on a real experience I had about a month ago.
Yeah. Well, so you were recently in Portugal, right? Did you take any tours? I know you mostly like we're very much, you and I don't like necessarily the typical tourist things, right? Yeah. But do you still take tours when you travel?
Yeah, we do fun tours. We do food tours where there's only five people at local and you're taken all over the city. We also love, of course, wine tours. I mean, Portugal is pretty known for its wine. And so we wanted to do a tour of the Douro Valley. And so it was a small group. I think there were about eight of us. It included lunch and all these things. And we went to two or three wineries in the Douro Valley in Portugal.
Oh, so fun. Wow, that's amazing. So what was your experience like? Because you shared something with me that was a little bit interesting.
Well, I was really impressed with the English of my guide. Our guide was fantastic. His English was very, very high level. Sounded like he had a little bit of an Irish accent or a British accent. I think he maybe learned English there. And so, of course, I always pay attention to language, right? But one pattern that I noticed right away that I want to help our listeners, we today are going to help our listeners to understand why he was making this mistake and how to avoid it, was that he was actually using the phrase, by the way. He was overusing the phrase, by the way, Michelle, and using it in the wrong context. Okay. Wow.
Okay. So yeah, tell me more. Like, how was he using it?
Yeah. So he pretty much, you know, on a wine tour, there are a lot of moments in which you're tasting, maybe you're eating some olive oil and bread, which, by the way, the olive oil in Portugal is awesome too. You're eating, you're tasting, you're wandering the vines and things like that. And then there's a time when the guide has to bring you back together. And almost every single time, or make an announcement, he would say, and by the way, guys, and by the way, guys, and by the way, guys. I felt like this was an overuse of the term, by the way. Okay.
So was he using it in the wrong way also, or was it just kind of his thing that he just said?
This is really nuanced, right? So today's episode is for our super high level listeners.
Yeah.
It's for anyone, but eventually everyone will get there. The problem with that was that, by the way, is meant to be more of a transition. It's not meant to be a way to gather people, to gather and start an announcement. Okay, to get people's attention. He was using it as a way to get people's attention and bring the group together and say, to listen to him. That was the problem. So I started to hear it so much, and I'm thinking the use is not exactly correct.
Interesting. So like if the group was busy or not paying attention or something, he would just say like, by the way.
Yeah, kind of. By the way, guys. Yeah, busy, not paying attention, or kind of more so to bring us together to transition the tour into the next moment of the tour.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. By the way, is more of like kind of an aside too.
That was the problem. That's why it felt kind of glaring to me. It's more of an aside. It's something you add on in addition. And by the way.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So it is, it's pretty, like, it seems subtle, but it's actually kind of a big mistake. It worked though. Obviously we understood him. So guys, connection, not perfection. He got a great review from us and a nice tip, and we loved the tour. So this is not about, you know, any problem, but we want you guys to go higher and higher, closer to that native fluency level. Right?
Exactly. Exactly. So guys, you might find yourself in a situation where you want to address a group. It doesn't have to be that you're a tour guide, but this could be anything, really, for anything. I mean, for teachers, guides, parents, even just in your social life, you need to get people's attention. So at work, this could also be good. So we are going to give you some ways to do this today, and we can also do a follow-up on, you know, different ways to use by the way. But today we're going to teach you what could this guide have said and what could you guys say in a similar situation.
Exactly, Michelle. So this is what we're going to get into today.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Okay, Michelle, I am excited to get right into this to give our listeners some other options, because it's not just the incorrect use of by the way, it's also the repetitive use of by the way, right? So we want to give you guys three or four options to how you would gather together a group to get people's attention that won't be so repetitive. Anytime we're repeating something over and over and over, it's going to bore people a little bit. Right.
Yeah. And we all have our quirks, and we've talked about that on the show before. But so it's always good to kind of, if somebody tells you, oh, you say this all the time, or I hear this all the time, you know, maybe you just want to think about that and think, okay, what are some other things I could throw in? Because it happens to all of us.
Right. And there's a difference. You know, sometimes there's some personality markers. Like I always say, what's shaken at the top of the show. It's kind of my personality. It's kind of fun.
I think I say I'm good.
But I'm good. But and that's fine. But, you know, this is just another thing to add to your English here, guys. Another way
Absolutely.
To connect. So let's get into it, Michelle. Where do we start today?
Okay. So the first one is listen up. So, for example, listen up. The bathrooms are over there. Meet back at the bus in 15 minutes.
Yeah, I like that. So sometimes, especially if you're like a guide for like a teenage group, this kind of has a note of a bit more authority or that you have to really wrangle people a little bit more. Wouldn't you say like when you're guiding children or teenagers, you could do it for adults too, right?
Yeah.
But it feels a little more forward.
Yeah, it does. It does feel more like, okay, I'm the authority. I'm, know, like, let's get going. So listen up. That would be for more of that kind of a situation.
Yeah.
Or you could say something like, listen up. This is, wait, hold on. No. That's the next one.
No, you could say, listen up. The bathrooms are over there. Meet back at the bus in 15 minutes, as we said, right? So I like that one. So that's good when maybe there's a clear age gap between you and who you're speaking with, I would say. And I know in some cultures, those age gaps are more important than others. But anytime you're wrangling teenagers or kids, you're going to want to use something a little more authoritative, right?
Right. Yes. Okay. Yes, exactly. So what's the next one, Lindsay? This is a little longer.
You could say, this is really important. So you're going to want to pay attention. I like this because this sounds smart. It sounds like you're flagging something. And it's delivering a lot of information instead of just saying, you know, listen to me.
Right.
You're actually saying why they should listen to you. So it's smart.
Yeah. You might catch some more ears this way because you're signaling to them, okay, it's not just about me. I want to hear myself talk or I'm going to, you know, yell at you for something.
Yes.
It's more explaining, okay, this is key. Okay.
100%. So what would be an example of that one, Michelle?
You could say something like, this is really important, so you're going to want to pay attention. We all have to be on the train by 10, so start packing up your things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course, again, if you're, you know, if you're doing a wine tour, you're talking to adults, you might say, so please start packing up your things, or so you may want to begin packing up your things. We can dress this up or dress it down.
Yes.
Depending on the power difference in terms of really age and authority, I would say. Right?
Yes. Exactly. And what's the next one, Lindsay?
Okay, I have an announcement. Right. This is different still. Right. So I have an announcement. The test will be 4 pages long. Okay. Good.
But this could be good for the tour guide, too. You know, I have an announcement. I just heard from the restaurant where the group has reservations and they are running a little late. So feel free to enjoy the scenery for another 15 minutes.
Totally. The key here is variety. Yeah, what would have been really good. And again, I love the tour. It's fantastic. No complaints. But just to make the English even better, variety would have been the key. Because I think the number of times that I heard, by the way, guys, was a number of times where it just started to lose its meaning. Yeah.
Yes. Interesting. Speaking of interesting, what's the next one?
Okay. This is good because you could say, this is extremely interesting. And I could have seen him. There was a moment in the tour where he pulled us aside and taught us about the cork tree. So you would think it's happening in Cork, England, but it's happening in Portugal. Is that cork is a big export in Portugal. And there's a cork tree. And like they're, you know, it's in high demand right now. A lot of crafts are being made from it. That would be a good place to do that. This is extremely interesting. Let me tell you about the cork tree and how Portuguese have used it over the centuries.
Right. Exactly. So even at work, you could say something like, this is extremely interesting. Our team actually has a chance to win first place. So just note the differences between all of these ones we've done. You know, some of them, like, listen up and I have an announcement. They're more glaring, okay?
More logistical, right?
Right, exactly. The other ones are also good for grabbing attention, but in a different kind of way. It's not as obvious. It's not as straightforward. It's just, you know, like if you are a tour guide, that is a way to get attention. This is extremely interesting. The trees here are, you know.
So your
guide could have said that as well. So
yeah,
very useful.
That's a good point, Michelle. So for our listeners who actually do tour guiding or any kind of situation where you need to make announcements to groups and get your attention, make a column as your homework for today's episode. Make two columns. Yeah. One is logistical announcements where listen up. The ones that are more logistical, I have an announcement. And then make a column where the ones are more informational, where you want people, you just want them to listen because it's going to be good for them. You have something interesting to share. So make two columns and write out these plus a few more, right?
Exactly. Yeah, perfect. I think that that's a really good distinction. I mean, the idea is to get attention in an interesting way. They have to know that something important is about to be said. And, you know, in general, try and avoid the repetition. But Lindsay, I mean, have you ever had any really memorable tour guides on trips?
Oh, yeah. We've had a lot of characters, a lot of interesting interactions and tour guides. I love international tours because things collide. Cultures collide. Values collide. Food is everywhere. I mean, especially the food tours. It's just, yes, we've had some interesting situations with like differences in the amount of eye contact that's kind of expected.
We've done
food tours in Paris, Cambodia, Nicaragua, Egypt. We do them every time we travel. So yes, I've got those for sure.
Yeah. I like food tours too. And just, you know, I always do, I like to do like a free walking tour.
Yeah,
we did. Yeah. Let's see. Yes, we did do one in Paris. We did do one in London. Those are really fun. I really do like tours. It's funny, as a kid, I hated them.
Me too.
You know, as a kid, you can't appreciate them.
Me too.
And yeah, right. It's like, oh my gosh, why would I? And now I'm like, ooh, the tour.
Yeah, the chance to learn the history, and especially when I also love ghost tours because you learn a lot of history. I think we've talked about that on the show. So ghost tours, food tours, or free walking tours, all great. I mean, that's what I want to do when I travel. I want to learn about history. I want to learn about food and culture. So yes, 100%.
Yeah, definitely. I remember when I was a kid, we did a trip to actually London and Paris with my family. And I still remember the name of the tour guide. His name was Tony. And Tony the tour guide.
Tony the tour guide.
My family and I, we still joke about it because he would always say something like, oh, this is how you get to the bathroom. And then he would give the most complicated directions. Turn left here, turn right here, go up the stairs, go down. And it was so like everybody would just have this face of like, what did you just say? I don't, that's so many directions. And then he would always say, it's really quite simple. It's actually quite simple.
Oh, that's funny.
So we still say that sometimes just about things. We'll say, it's actually quite simple. And do you ever think about that? Like, you know, there's this guy, this tour guide, and he doesn't know that, you know, he's still in my, like, how people can stick with you
they
in your life
you.
Or how you
making
can
it,
talk about it. And
yeah, for sure. People make an impression on us. That's totally for sure. And to be at the level in English, you know, for example, our guide, any of our guides in these countries, to be able to give an entire tour in English is pretty incredible. You know, I want to acknowledge that. You know, that's amazing. And so, guys, this is really just about refining our English and moving to connection, moving to fluency. There is connection to be had here. But when we start kind of repeating words that also don't really make sense in that context, it doesn't sever the connection, but it works in the opposite direction. That's what I would say, Michelle.
Right. Exactly. Oh, this was good. This is a lot of fun. I felt like I was on vacation.
Yeah, so fun. Well, I know you're going to do a little traveling coming up soon, Michelle. So maybe you'll have some stories for us when you come back. I'm excited to hear those.
So Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
I mean, that is it. Like I said, make sure that the words you're using, especially transitions, make sense where they're being used, and then have variety in what you're saying.
Yeah.
good words, good expressions to share logistics and make sure people hear you, and good words, expressions to share interesting information where it's more, hey, you should really listen to me because this is going to be cool.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So have phrases that serve slightly different purposes. Okay.
Yeah. I think that was really good. I'm glad that you drew that distinction for our listeners, because that is huge. And it's a really good way to think about it and give some variety rather than saying the same thing over and over.
I love it. Guys, hit follow if you love our style. Our goal here is always connection, not perfection. And we are going strong for you guys 4 days a week in 2024 here on Allers English. So hit follow. Good stuff.
All right. Okay, Lindsay, have a great day.
Good stuff, Michelle. Talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.